This is Dave Vellante of the Wikibon Project, and this is February 24th, 2009. Welcome to this, the 56th Wikibon Peer Insight Research Meeting. And the topic for today's discussion is reducing data center costs through improved energy efficiency. We're joined on the call by four outstanding guests that we're pleased to welcome to Wikibon. Daryl Molitor, who is a senior architect at JCPenney, Phil Bullinger, Executive Vice President of Ingenio Storage Group at LSI. Claude Barrera is a distinguished engineer and chief technical strategist at IBM Systems and Storage Group. And Ken Osterberg, Director Enterprise PLM Portfolio Strategy at Seagate, joined us on the call today. Now, this podcast provides a brief overview of the meeting generally, and more specifically, Daryl Molitor's remarks. We asked Daryl to set up the call. Daryl, first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been around forever. I'm one of those guys that's got the gray hair. I've done everything from application coding to mainframe sysgens, and now I do virtually all things storage. And as you said, I am a IT architect, and basically for the last number of years, I've really been guiding the JCPenney storage environment as far as futures and where we're going with it.
Okay, Daryl, what's JCPenney doing around sustainability?
From a JCPenney corporate standpoint, and the bulk of that is the stores, some of the things we're doing, we're retrofitting our store equipment. We're replacing HVAC units with high efficiency. We're installing monitoring and control, remote monitoring and control systems that are going to improve our efficiencies. One of the big things, in addition to the HVAC, is new lighting system. We're going through the stores, replacing, retrofitting our lighting system, and that's an estimated cost savings right now of the stores we've done, right around 200, of over 27 million kilowatt hours per year.
That's great. Can you talk a little bit about what's happening in the data center?
From a data center standpoint, they're doing a lot of things, some of them small, but they all add up. They've implemented the cold locks on floor tiles, for example. They've implemented hot-cold aisle design in the server area. And like the stores, we're replacing our HVAC units. We're replacing 20-ton units with 30-ton units. And we are reducing our energy consumption by 40%, even though we're improving our capacities.
Excellent. Now, as we all know, servers are the big IT energy hog. What is JCPenney doing to consolidate server capacity and reduce energy consumption on that front?
From a server standpoint, we're a big believer in virtualization. And so right now we're running between 400 and 500 VMware images. We average around 18 to 20 images per ESX server. And so we're between 400 and 500 right now, and we're hoping to be between 700 and 800 by the end of the year.
We have a number of storage practitioners on the call. Can you tell us about your storage environment, Daryl?
From a disk standpoint, we are a three-tiered virtualization environment, and we're roughly 1,500 SAN ports. We have about 500 terabytes of Tier 1, and roughly 450 terabytes of Tier 2. And at the time last year, we were only about 25 terabytes of Tier 3. And we had roughly 200 terabytes virtualized. We are an SVC, IBM SVC shop, and we are virtualizing all of our Tier 2 and all of our Tier 3. We have decreased our Tier 1 requirements, moved it from Tier 1 to Tier 2. We've decreased that by about 12%. We're increasing our Tier 3 by about 47% this year, so we're putting more and more in Tier 3.
Now, you're also using higher capacity drives and moving to larger, higher capacity arrays. What has that done for you?
By moving to the larger drives and the larger arrays, we've reduced our heat electrical requirements by about 22% and our floor space requirements by about 34%.
Is there anything else you want to share with your Wikibon peers?
The other thing that we're doing, we said we were planning on looking at solid state. We were apprehensive last year because of the price. I had a briefing yesterday with one of our vendors. Their price has been reduced on a solid state from when they introduced it to this point, about 75%. The price has dropped. So later this year, we are going to do a proof of concept with solid state. And our goal for next year, next time we do a purchase, is to have pretty much all of our Tier 1, whatever the Tier 1 purchase will be, to be on solid state.
Well, thank you, Daryl. That's a pretty aggressive strategy. We appreciate you sharing what JCPenney is up to in green IT. Now, part two of our series takes a more in-depth look at what JCPenney is doing and provides additional insights pertaining to this discussion. So go to wikibon.org and look for the Peer Insight Archive to find this and other resources that can help you in your decision-making. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and thanks.